Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammer.
Welcome back to another episode of Wrestling Art with Chris Things. I am Chris Things Brian, your host, your guide into the wrestling art world. I sometimes interview other wrestling artists from about the world, sometimes talk about my art, talk to pals about match of the week things. But this episode, guys, we have something special. So some could say that I just couldn't find anyone to talk to for an episode this week. Others might say that I came up with a really cool and interesting idea for a solo edition of the show this week. So what I'm looking to do here, I thought I'd wind the curtain back here for you. And do a little bit of a kind of process episode, you know, take you behind the scenes and tell you what my process is, you know, for these Match of the Week illustration artworks that I make. So, I don't know, I thought that'd be interesting. You know, some of you might say, Chris, that is not that smart to do for an audio medium such as a podcast. Perhaps you could make a video of such a thing instead. I would say, look, mind your own bloody business, but yeah, okay, you're probably right. But I will plan on doing, getting into a bit more, maybe some video tutorial kind of stuff, perhaps. In the future at some point, more so just some fun video kind of stuff for process. But yeah, I think for now, why not we see how we go with this in audio form. So I thought this might be interesting because I do get, you know, some people ask from time to time, how do you make the things that you do or whatever. So I thought, why not have a little bit of a chin wag. So, generally for the Match of the Week deals, obviously an important part of it is that it has to be my favourite match that I happen to watch that week. So most of the time I'm, you know, consuming wrestling anyway. Most of the time there's something that I just happen to watch and I'm like, alright, shit, that is great. This has to be the Match of the Week. Other times it you know, there is sort of like a bit of a self-guided, like, oh, maybe I'll watch a bit of this, maybe I'll watch a bit of that. You know, I never really know exactly what the Match of the Week is going to be. Sometimes you're like, oh, this match be, you know, absolutely great for it. And then you watch it and it just doesn't quite feel, you know, quite right for the Match of the Week. Generally, if I come upon it, great. If not, you know, I eventually come across something and I'm like, all right, that is it. At that point, generally in my week, because always, you know, when I get these posted on Friday morning in Australia time, most of the time, I'm going to be honest, I leave these things a little bit to the last minute. So Thursday is the action time. I'll go back most of the time to, if it's a match that I've, you know, seen earlier in the week, I'll rewatch it, you know, to pick out that exact moment. You know, sometimes you're watching a match and the exact moment, it just, you know, comes to you right away. It's very obvious. Other times, it's a real tricky thing trying to pick that exact moment that kind of like speaks to me, yeah, just in the right way, and I think, you know, encapsulates the match in some way, or the emotion, or the whatever it is that made this match kind of like magical for me. I'll rewatch the match and try to pick out that moment at that point. Oftentimes, I'll take screenshots, you know, as throughout, and, you know, these are sort of the ones I'm tossing up between, and then I'll, like, look at those screenshots, you know, next to one another and really try to pick out the one that that really speaks to me in that way. This is kind of one of the hardest parts of the process, to be honest, the picking. And, you know, you're also trying to envision what's that illustration, what's it going to look like as an illustration. You know, in my way that I like to do these things. So yeah, we got that. Once I pick the moment in question, generally of late, I like to do these as either like a ballpoint pen drawing, or a ink dip pen kind of deal, nib kind of drawing. So, you know, depending on how I'm feeling, I'll go one or the other. They all have to be, this is one of my weird things, they all have to be in my little, little book that I have going at the time. So these books, I find, almost like a moleskin kind of book kind of deal. I need the paper to have a certain, like, kind of texture to it. I think that's kind of important to me. And then, yeah, I'll sit in front of the screen if I can. I'll have some nice music going, you know, whatever, make it work. Sometimes we can already be getting pretty late at this point. It can be like 10 p.m. Sometimes when I'm doing this. But, you know, you got to get it done. So that's what I try to do here. I make sure no matter what, I'm going to get it done. So I'll sit down and I'll do the drawing part. And so, like, if it's a ballpoint pen, I love ballpoint pens because they allow you, you know, to kind of, like, go around and almost, like, draft up your drawing, you know, sort of lightly. One of the things that I never do when I'm doing these match of the weeks is I'll never draw it, like, in pencil first, because I feel like that is... You know, by the doing pencil and then tracing it in pen, it takes away a bit of the, what's the word? You know, kind of like just the organic magic that kind of happens with the, you know, chicken scratchy kind of style that I've got. So I'll always do it, you know, with pen to start with, which can be kind of daunting, especially with the dip pen kind of way of doing it, because pretty well every, you know, mark you make with one of those, for the most part, is this going to be pretty well visible on the final one. But yeah, the ballpoint pen can be a little bit more forgiving. But at the same time, like, I like the idea of capturing a bit of that that frenetic kind of energy. So the idea that every line isn't, you know, quite perfect, that's kind of what I'm going for. So by the time I finish that that drawing, I'll, you know, get to a certain point. A big thing is, like, trying to work out when it's finished. Yeah, for any of y'all out there that might also be artists, you probably can sympathize here. One of the trickiest things about drawing or making any artwork, painting, whatever, it's about knowing when it's done and not overdoing it, because it can go very quickly to, like, I just think it needs a little bit more, to, like, feeling like you've wrecked something. So that's a tricky point, you know, knowing when that is. But whenever it is, you get to the point, you're like, all right, let's, here we go. I think we're finished up here. At that point, I take a scan it into the computer, and scan that into. I like to use Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator. I guess maybe this come from my graphic designer kind of background. You know, when I came up in the graphic design world, it was all about Illustrator, InDesign, and Photoshop. But I prefer doing this in Illustrator over Photoshop, because Illustrator, almost in some ways, it's a little bit more limiting, you know, at least in terms of, you know, some of the different more raster, you know, kind of effects and textures and stuff that you can get really nuts with. I like to sort of, in a way, keep these illustrations kind of simple, and all about the actual illustration and the color. So that's what we're up to now. You get it in, and it's about the coloring stage. You know, I'll trace the illustration and turn it into a vector. And at that point, I will, yeah, that's when I start playing with colors. And that's probably the most exciting part of this whole deal, to be honest, the coloring bit. I really love that, you know, and it's when almost like the illustration kind of comes alive. So sometimes I'll have like a preconceived notion of like, oh, I think these colors will work kind of good for it. You know, or there's some sort of like motif with the colors and, you know, the actual match. A lot of the time with the Noah kind of stuff, I try to, you know, work to a bit of a green kind of color scheme, the whole like Misawa emerald green kind of deal. But with you know, anything that's kind of like bloody, I generally like to use like kind of pinks for the blood, because it's just something so cool. I think about, like, you know, bright, pretty magenta pink chewed bubble gum, as my dear pal Richard of Video Plant would say. But yeah, something I really love about that pastel pinks with the blood, making the blood pretty, you know. But other times it's just about a bit of an experimentation. You just have to, you know, play around with the colors. I'll often, you know, part of the coloring, you have to sort of like, you know, either physically sort of like color in the different areas and have them on different layers. That way I have the ability to sort of like flip through different colors and see how, you know, one color works with another, etc. And I do this part on the computer with a Wacom and in a Wacom pen. I could never start an illustration, you know, with as a digital illustration on a Wacom. You know, I have mad respect for people that can, but I need to start in a tactile way. I think the ability to do that, like Control Z or you know, undo when you get to that stage is too, I don't know, for me, like I want to capture the mistakes a little bit, and if I have the ability to, you know, have everything too perfect, it's just not me.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
So yeah, I'd say sort of get those colours right. That can be another part where it gets, you know, quite frustrating. Sometimes you feel like a colour scheme is really close to working, but just not quite working. Or, you know, there's just something about it that's completely wrong, or you have to be like, have a look at different accent colours, or, you know, completely just change it up. You could be like going for one colour scheme in your head and you're just like, this isn't working. You know, what colour will offer a better contrast or better sort of like complementing nature with the other stuff going on. So a lot of the time it's just playing around. Like, for the way I approach colour schemes, I sort of want things to clash a little bit. I think that's what makes playing around with colours kind of interesting. You know, everyone can sort of like come up with colour schemes where, you know, if you look at a colour wheel and you follow the exact colour theory, you can get it to look all nice. But, you know, I like to have stuff look a little bit wrong. Or make someone feel like they're on a little bit of an acid trip or something. So that's sort of part of it too. Now, not all of them are like that. You know, I have some that are a bit more, end up more subdued sort of like colour schemes. Some that are a bit more funky. And I guess that just depends on your mood, maybe. I don't know. I don't think I've ever spoken this much about my approach to colour theory, so hopefully there's some interesting stuff in here for you. But yeah, again, similar to the actual, you know, drawing part, hand drawing part that I was talking about earlier, knowing when to sort of like just put a pin in it and say, all right, I could keep playing around with changing these colours for hours longer, but at a certain point we have to just be like, okay, it's done. Another thing, you know, when I'm in that colouring phase and the tracing and the, you know, colouring in and all that, I always like to put on some nice music. I think music is such an important thing to setting a tone that sometimes an illustration or artwork can draw out. I think everything that you're putting in, you know, comes out in the finished product in some way. But yeah, so eventually you get to the point where you're just like, okay, this just has to be it. You know, and you make a decision and you say, all right, that's it, and you have to stand by it. Oftentimes this is pushed as well by the time I get to this stage, oftentimes it's like 12:30 a.m., 1 o'clock in the morning, sometimes a little bit later, depending on how, like, when I've started. Sometimes a bit earlier if I've pre-planned a bit better. But, you know, I think I'm a bit of a, you know, last minute make the magic kind of happen kind of guy. So yeah, that's pretty well it. At that point, I'll, you know, save it off, export it, and send the picture of that to my phone. And then I kind of make a bit of a thing, a bit of a tradition out of the posting element of it. So again, every Friday morning here in Australia, you know, it might be Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening for those of you all in America. You know, I'll post this artwork on my Instagram. I'll post on my website, and I come up with the caption, you know, to go with it, to explain what it was I loved about the match. Sometimes add like these kind of like artist notes that I'm adding to it of late, and I actually really enjoy that process, and I create a bit of a same sort of thing where I try to do it from the same place. So I go with the dogs out to this little bagel cafe that we've got in the Tenerife area here in Brisbane. I go for it. There's a nice little river walk around there, and I like to just sit there with my black coffee and with my bagel and write up the wording to go with this, and again to sort of like put into words, you know, what my thoughts were. And, you know, I think that stuff's important. I know there's probably a lot of people that don't even read the captions, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. You can consume this however you want to consume it. But, you know, I really do appreciate the people that do read it, and that's why I do put a bit of effort into that wording. You know, I wanted to be able to try to, you know, let you know what this about this was special to me. You know, and then if that, you know, results, I have so many lovely people from time to time that tell me that, you know, this got them into a different wrestling rabbit hole, or they didn't know about this kind of like type of wrestling that this might be part of, or, you know, even exposing people to just the magic of Terry Funk. A good amount of Terry Funk matches on there by now. Yeah, I think that's pretty well it. I really enjoy doing this thing. The idea of having a weekly, you know, new bit of art that I push myself that I have to do every week has been a really cool thing, and I'd highly recommend it, you know, regardless of whether you're making that available for public consumption. Just having like a weekly habit where you're forcing yourself to do something creative, you know, every week, it really, I don't know, it's a nice thing, especially if you enjoy making the art, which hopefully is what this is all about. I don't know, hopefully you guys found that interesting. I thought it'd be a nice idea to do now that we're bloody, you know, I think we'll be like 59 or 60 matches down this as of the end of this week. But yeah, I love doing it, guys. I always appreciate everyone's comments as well. And I so very much appreciate anyone that, you know, goes out and buys these things, who goes to christhings.com.au and, you know, plonks down some cash and buys himself a fancy little Chris Things art print. In a match of the week or any of my artworks, I always appreciate it. But those are available from as little as 25 bones with free delivery. Oh my gosh. I also have the original you know, pen drawings available as well, if anyone ever wants those. I always am so appreciative when people do purchase those. But yeah, we also got the book, Chris Things Match of the Week, Year One, the first 52 of these bad boys, along with those captions, out in book form now. Again, thank you so much for everyone who supported that. And yeah, thank you to you guys who listen to this thing every week or every other week or whenever you feel like listening to it. Hopefully this is a interesting little departure from our regular kind of thing. And I've planted some seeds, guys. I'm hoping I'll have another wrestling artist episode for you in the near future. Looking forward to that. And yeah, we'll be back at it with more of our match of the week action with some of my dear friends of the show. So thank you again, everyone, for listening. Thank you to the great team at Social Suplex that makes this thing work. SocialSuplex.com, a place for this podcast and a variety of other rad wrestling podcasts, from One Nation Radio, Keeping It Strong Style, the Trish and Sarah podcast, Tunnel Talk, Imps WWE Adventure, All Things Elite, a variety of things. There's all sorts of stuff over there. So Social Suplex, thanks, dudes, and yeah, I think that's us. I think that's us for this episode here. little mini snack size, bite size episode here. But I do enjoy these ones where I get to just talk to you guys directly, you know? I think of you guys as my friends. You know, if someone is that willing to listen to me talk at them for this extended amount of time on any sort of regular basis, I'm very appreciative, and I count you as a friend. So thank you very much. Feel free to flip me a message whenever you want. But yeah, and I'm stoked we have just announced a new wrestling club event coming up. We'll finish the episode on this. It's going to be the first week of December, the first Wednesday of December, back at the Scratch. So stoked to be bringing this thing back. We made it all the way to December, guys. And I'm very excited to be putting together another weird and wonderful playlist of wrestling together. And I look forward to that. And I look forward to everyone that comes along. Hopefully get to have a bit of a chat. And yeah. Well, I think that's about it. But thanks again, team, and I will see you next week. Bye. I do the hammerlock. I do the hammerlock. You on. I almost forgot something here. This past week was my birthday. So I just wanted to say a big old thank you to everyone that sent me a nice little birthday message. Everyone who came out and enjoyed the festivities, and especially all you folks that gave me a little special present. It's weird to think that I am now, I guess, 38 years old, nearing the drain hole of 40, but I think things are going in the right direction as I look at my life and I, you know, get close to that middle-aged kind of place. I think I'm about as close as I've ever been to doing what I really want to do with my life. So let's hope it can continue. I'm pretty stoked about what I'm doing at the moment, and I'm excited about the future, but thank you everyone for joining me along the ride. Alright, had to get that in there, because I can't be talking about my birthday 2 weeks later. Alright, see ya.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.